last night was the 2014 Billboard Music Awards, which were broadcast live on ABC from the Las Vegas MGM Grand. And that's what everyone's been talking about. There was a lot of shade thrown, too, at the LA Clipper owner, Donald Sterling. Justin Timberlake, he won the most awards, including top artists. He accepted that via video because he is on tour. And he thanked everyone, and then he said, but Donald Sterling. And then Mark Cuban and Kevin O'Leary, they joked about not only the Solange elevator fight, but the Apple deal that's rumored to be for $3.2 billion, saying that they were going to get a company called Beatdowns by Solange. No. That's really bad.
Okay.
People were going in on Kardashian sister Kendall Jenner. She didn't help the stereotype that models are dumb because she kind of stumbled over her words, almost introduced the wrong band, and then said, I'm the worst reader. Then why was she presenting?
Exactly.
Wow.
Practice.
Iggy Azalea performed herself, and she performed with Ariana Grande. J-Lo won the Icon Award, and she performed. She looks gorgeous to be 44 and all that. Mm-hmm. Snoop Dogg, or Snoop Lion, not sure. And 2 Chainz, they joined Jason Derulo. The Michael Jackson hologram, it was cool.
Nice.
I thought it was a little shaky at first. It was weird.
Looked like Mike.
Yeah. Pitbull, John Legend also performed. And Robin Thicke did that song, kind of begging for Paula back. It could have been. It was all right to me. But and Eminem and Macklemore and Ryan Lewis won all the rap categories. Beyonce and Jay-Z, though, in other news, released the trailer to their On the Run tour, and it's kind of like a movie. It shows them, like, with a whole bunch of other stars, including Blake Lively, Sean Penn, Don Cheadle, and they're, like, on the run, and she's riding behind him on a motorcycle, wearing a wedding veil. It's really cute. People are asking, are they going to do a full movie? Would you want to see a full movie?
Remember Bad Boy used to do that all the time.
Yeah. I don't think they have enough to do no movie.
I don't know. I mean, I would want to see a full movie between the two.
Not a full movie, but like a 30-minute. Sometimes they do like a 20-minute, 30-minute.
Okay, so Nicki Minaj, she's making another mixtape, and she says it will remind fans why they love Nicki Minaj. So she's trying to return back to that rapper instead of the pop version that she's been going to.
She didn't have her butt on last night, did she?
She was looking vicious, though.
She didn't look like she had her butt on, though.
She looked a little bit more natural.
Normal.
Yeah. Her makeup was toned down, but I wasn't really looking at her rear end.
Well, I think she forgot it.
So
running late.
Yeah, maybe. Tops at the box office this weekend. I had to check these numbers like a million times because Godzilla made $93.2 million. Albert, did you see it? I know you wanted to see it.
I didn't go. Not yet. I'm going.
$93.2 million. And number 2 was Neighbors with $25.9. And number 3 was The Amazing Spider-Man with $16.8. I got so much more to tell you. It's coming next hour. It's Britt, and that's a hot off the wire.